It's story time with Rasheen Pear, and today the name of our story is The Sound of Thunder. Let's find out what happens. A long time ago, before people could study nature, they had many myths to explain thunder. Some thought that thunder was made by angry gods. Some made up other stories to explain it. Today, scientists know that the sound of thunder is made when lightning heats up the air. Air and all other things are made up of very small pieces called molecules. In cold air, molecules get closer together. This is called contracting. In hot air, molecules move away from each other, which is called expanding. Lightning is very hot. It causes air to heat up as it passes through. This makes the air molecules expand quickly. As the molecules move away in all directions, they bump into cool air to make a great sound wave that we call thunder. Thunder has many different sounds. When we are far away from the airwave, the thunder sounds like a deep rumble or roar. When the lightning branches out into many legs, the thunder sounds like a sharp crackle. And when we are very close to the lightning, the thunder sounds like a loud crash. You may have noticed that thunder is heard after we see the lightning. That is because light travels much faster than sound. The light reaches our eyes before the sound reaches our ears. Scientists have an easy way to measure how far lightning is from you. To do this, count the number of seconds between when you see the lightning flash and when you hear the thunder. Divide this number by 5 and you will know the distance of the lightning in miles. The end.